Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm John Batts with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. In no particular order, Anatole, I list diplomatic gestures. For example, the president, the recently elected and inaugurated president of Brazil, Lula da Silva, a significant figure in the New World, returns from Beijing talking of peace, travels to Europe talking of peace, saying he's ready to be an arbiter. And then we have remarks, constantly remarks, about China being participating in peace in the Middle East. And then there was talk of Xi Jinping getting involved directly. Now there's report that Xi Jinping, in a phone call with President Zelensky, is talking about sending a representative to Kyiv to talk about peace. It's early days. Diplomacy can be misleading. What do you make of this? Maybe it's not coordinated. Maybe it's coincidental. Lula da Silva speaking of peace in South America and Europe. President Zelensky hearing of peace from Beijing, a negotiated settlement. Is it promising?
I think it is somewhat promising, yes. And also because I would assume that Xi Jinping would not have reached out to Kyiv in this way without some form of discussion with Putin first, which would indicate that Putin is, in principle, interested in a peace settlement. Of course, it would be a peace settlement or ceasefire. You know, Putin would try to get it on Russian terms. But if that's correct, at least it means that, you know, Putin has not rejected the idea of a compromise peace. And of course, as Lula da Silva's initiative also shows, a large part of the rest of the world is very anxious for a peace settlement. And that is why I think it was very foolish of the Biden administration to brush off the Chinese peace initiative, which was clearly, I mean, not serious in itself. But, you know, if the Ukrainian offensive does not succeed and if the United States does decide later this year that it is necessary to pursue talks, then Washington will need the Chinese, and it will need someone like the Brazilians as well as a neutral arbiter. And it's very foolish, to wall off, to close off that possibility.
Now we come back to Ukraine. What you heard when you were traveling across Ukraine, what you read constantly about Ukraine. Is that a population that's disposed towards peace without Crimea returned, without Donbass returned, without war reparations being paid, without justice for the abuses of the Russian army? Are they ready to hear it with all those caveats?
No, I mean, a majority are not. And the Ukrainian government, through its rhetoric, saying, for example, that, you know, everything lost since 2014 must be returned, including Crimea and the eastern Donbass, and this is non-negotiable. That was not a sensible thing to say, because in the end, if the Ukrainian offensive fails, well, either the war will go on indefinitely, with, of course, a risk of future Ukrainian defeat if Western aid diminishes, or in fact, the Ukrainians will have to negotiate. So never say something's non-negotiable if you think that, in fact, it may have to be negotiated. And what the Ukrainian government has done through its rhetoric, but also through using what is by now pretty much absolute control of television and the media to put out this line, is that it has also created expectations in much of the population, which it will find, I think, very difficult to dial down again. So that will be a major problem in any peace process. And of course, there are hardliners, including within President Zelensky's government and within the military, who are absolutely determined, genuinely determined, to go on until complete victory. In the population, there are a good many people, a minority, but not a small one, I would say, to judge by my conversations, of people who think that in the end there may have to be a compromise because they're afraid that otherwise the war will go on forever. And they are, you know, obviously afraid for their brothers, their husbands, their sons, and they are afraid of more destruction of the country. But a mood has been created in which you can really only say that very much in private. And the question will be how the Ukrainian government would now be able to get such a discussion going in public again.
Anatol Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He's just returned from Ukraine, from listening to the people of Ukraine, from Kyiv to Zaporizhia. And right now there's unknowns in the diplomatic talk, which is why we're not emphasizing these are moments that are procedural, leading to something larger in future, perhaps. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.